Meet Emma and Tom. Both are in their late 20s, have similar backgrounds, and work as maintenance engineers at the same mine. Their jobs involve working in high pressure in tight timelines. On one hand, Emma is generally excited and positive about taking the challenges head on, while Tom finds himself mostly depressed and exhausted. So, why are they so different in their approach to life? The difference is in their state of mental health. Tom often struggles in coping with work and life challenges because of his mental health issues, while Emma does not. If you look around, you'll find examples similar to Emma and Tom. How would you like to see your team members? Energetic and productive like Emma, or sad and lethargic like Tom? The answer is obvious. This course is aimed to help you have a team that is happy and positive and with a healthful mind. By the end of this course, you will be able to identify the ways to support teams to promote positive mental health, act appropriately if a team member is showing signs of stress, fatigue, or depression, explain how to refine work practices to help reduce mental health issues. To achieve these objectives, you will first go through the strategies and practices to promote positive mental health in your team, and then you will face situations involving mental health conditions to help decide the best course of action. You should allocate approximately 20 minutes to complete this course. So, let's begin. Meet Mike, Emma and Tom's supervisor. Mike follows many best practices to prevent mental health issues in his team. Let's see how he incorporated them in his day-to-day. After reaching the site, Mike's day started with the pre-shift meeting with his team. He observed that John, one of the new members of the team, was looking anxious and distressed. So after the meeting, he asked John about his well-being. He discovered that John's anxiety is due to pressure of starting the new job. He advised John to take things easy and assured him that he would be given training and support to help him carry out his new responsibilities. Next, while heading to the control room, he noticed that Tom looked much more energetic and cheerful than the last time he met him. He had paired Emma and Tom for an initiative. This had strengthened their relationship, thereby influencing the mental health of Tom in a positive way. On reaching the control room, he met Jim, with whom he had had a conversation last month. He had advised Jim to seek professional help to overcome symptoms that appeared to be depression. Jim was excited to tell Mike that the advice did wonders for him. He is feeling much better after professional consultation. So, a little observation, care, and timely advice to team members can go a long way to promote their mental well-being. Rio Tinto is committed to making a positive impact in improving the mental health well-being of its employees. We should all strive to keep a healthful mind and help others when needed. Here are some final takeaways for us to consider. A little observation, care, and timely advice to team members can help promote their mental well-being. Training and support to new hires can ensure good job fit and help them fight with the stress of their new jobs. Providing opportunities to your team members to learn and develop together helps strengthen their relationships. Reaching out to team members who look anxious and depressed and listening to their problems might solve some of their problems. If required, suggest professional help.